You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Right, we've been talking a lot this morning about Julio Jones and sort of where we're going from here with the Atlanta Falcons. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Tori McElhaney joins us as we talk Atlanta Falcons. How are you, Tori?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What was the Falcons' immediate reaction to the television stunt that Undisputed pulled with Julio Jones?
Honestly, we don't know yet. We are getting to talk to Arthur Smith a little later this morning, so hopefully we'll get a better idea of how caught off guard the Falcons were versus kind of how much they already knew.
So it seems like there was reports that Julio demanded a trade earlier, but was there a feeling that he felt this strongly about it, going from what he sort of implied in this cell phone stunt?
No, I mean, as far as what I know, and you know, we haven't been able to talk to Julio at all this off season. It's just kind of been all the information we get publicly is kind of from the top. It's from Terry Fontenot. It's from Arthur Smith. And they have been very adamant from the beginning that they understood the salary cap situation. They understood they were going to have to make hard decisions. And Terry Fontenot has been very open and pretty honest that he was going to take calls regarding any player, but especially Julio Jones in terms of a trade. So with that in mind, all of that information has come from the top. We haven't had a chance to really talk to Julio to see how he feels. So this is the first time that we've actually heard from him at all since the end of last year. So that's very, very interesting.
That leads me into my next question, which is, all right, so now we know Julio Jones wants a trade. Do the Atlanta Falcons want to trade him?
I mean, I think you kind of have to look into it because of how bad the salary cap situation is. I mean, they really only have two options to make up the money that they need to sign this draft class. And it's either to end Grady Jarrett or it's really to trade Julio Jones post June 1st. And really it might come down to having to do both according to what a trade package looks like, what they can move down the line with Grady Jarrett. I mean, they're really in a tight spot in terms of how much money they don't have towards the cap.
There were a couple of contract restructurings to sort of help the Falcons out. Matt Ryan, a couple of others. They did not do that for Julio Jones. Is that a sign, or was there no willingness to do that? How did that play out?
Oh, I think it's absolutely a sign that a trade was one of the biggest things on the table. I mean, when you look at it, Grady Jarrett and Julio Jones are the only two that have not had, really the only two within the top six, seven players that have not had money pushed down the line in order to help towards the cap. So those are the only two players that really, I mean, it perks your ears because you're thinking, okay, like you expect that the extension for Grady Jarrett, but you don't really expect that for Julio Jones at this point in time in his career. So it really does kind of turn your head a little bit.
What's the feeling about Arthur Smith and sort of his offensive philosophy and how it would have benefited or maybe not benefited Julio Jones? What's the feeling of what Arthur Smith could bring to the Falcons where Julio Jones could fit into that system?
Yeah, I think, you know, originally when the Falcons draft Kyle Pitts, and you look at this offense and you're looking at this offense and you're like, well, dang, they're going to have Julio, Calvin, and Kyle Pitts running around out there. That's going to be quite a difficult ask for any defense to try and cover all three. But now it's kind of like, well, you don't know 100% if you're going to have Julio Jones. You'll still have Calvin Ridley. You'll still have Kyle Pitts. And there's still a lot that I think Arthur Smith can do for this offense that, frankly, struggled last year. But at the end of the day, it's like, how much are you going to miss the presence of Julio Jones? And I know last year, 2020, he was hurt for majority of the year, so you didn't get to see him all that much. But not having, this is the first time, you know, if he does get traded, this would be the first time that Matt Ryan hasn't played with Julio Jones in over 10 years. So it's really going to be interesting to see what Arthur Smith can kind of cook up with this offense.
there's a new GM and there's a new head coach, and that's usually not the recipe for immediate first-year success. We get that. But where's the Falcons' plan for 2021? We see a team like Detroit, for example, go, we're stripping this whole thing down. We're starting all over again. Everything is going to be rebuilt. It may take a few years. Be patient. We're doing it. And then you see other teams are like, we are a few pieces away from contending, so we're going to try to keep doing that. The Falcons seem to be in the middle. They've got an offensive-minded coach. They've got the same players that have been part of their success in the past. Are they trying to rebuild, but maybe not? Are they trying to compete, but maybe not?
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, from our point of view, it's like you either do one or the other. You either break it down, you rebuild, or you go out and compete. I think from the Falcons' perspective, it's like they're trying to do both. And I don't know how much success will lie in trying to do both. But I do think that the philosophy and the idea of the Falcons right now is that they believe that they can go out and be competitive right away. And we heard that throughout even the coaching search and GM search process with Arthur Blank and Rich McKay, where they kind of said, we believe we can go out and win more games this year. We were in more games. We should have won more games. So they're saying it then, and then Arthur Smith and Terry Fano get in here and are saying the same thing. We think we can be competitive now. So is the major question. You have a complete turnover of scheme with Arthur Smith coming in for the offense and Dean Pease coming in to call plays for the defense. So that's a lot that's happening. And then also throw in there the potential that you may not have Julio Jones and the whole idea that you will have a brand new young center because Alex Mack has left in free agency. There's a lot of moving pieces. So it's really hard to kind of gauge what the Falcons will look like week one of 2021.
And look at the division. I know Tampa's won the Super Bowl, but there's a new quarterback at Carolina. There's going to be a new quarterback in New Orleans. It doesn't seem like there's a huge gap between Atlanta and everybody else in the division. There's a competitive play here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, especially with, you know, the Saints and Carolina. I personally feel like the Bucs are kind of head and shoulders above the division right now. I mean, I think everybody would say the same thing, but those 2, 3, 4 spots, it really is anyone's game in terms of who can, I guess, slide into that number 2 spot. And I think the Falcons do have a good shot to do that, especially if they can kind of get everything under control early. And I think when, you know, I was talking about new schemes on both sides of the ball, if that transition can happen within the first 5 weeks of the season and they can really get rolling after their bye week, I think that could be really beneficial for the Falcons, especially with the rest of their schedule.
Was there any signs, did Julio Jones show any signs in a frustrating season? I mean, with injury and a 4-12 record, that he was looking to get out? Did he give any indication that this moment was sort of coming between him and the organization?
No, not really. I think when you look at it, because of the pandemic, our access to these players is pretty limited.
Yeah.
And so the way that it was that, like, once he was hurt and he didn't play, you know, we normally had availabilities with him every single week. Him and Matt Ryan, we got them every single week. But when he was hurt, he wasn't made available. And so we didn't really get to talk to him for those final 5, 6 weeks of the season. If he wasn't playing, we weren't able to talk to him. So, or if he wasn't practicing, we weren't able to talk to him. So there was really no good way to gauge how Julio Jones was feeling about, honestly, how the season was going, what his injuries were like, all of those kind of things.
What would the Falcons, if the Falcons were to trade him, what's reasonable for a 32-year-old Pro Bowl wide receiver when healthy, but has not been healthy? What's sort of a reasonable expectation that they could get for Julio Jones?
Yeah, I think the Falcons very much want a first-rounder, and I don't think they're going to get a first-rounder.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. They may highball, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's reasonable is, you know, potentially a second or third round pick, and then maybe one more 2022 pick, but it be a conditional pick. So if he plays X number of games, then the Falcons get a third round pick. If he plays X number of games, the Falcons get a fourth or fifth round pick. I think that, to me, is kind of it would be good for whatever team is getting Julio to kind of build in that safety net to where they're not just throwing everything at the Falcons for a player that they don't even know if he's going to play a full season. So I think that to me is a reasonable ask. And then also having to think about, like, okay, what teams can afford to put his entire base salary on towards their cap? Because that's another thing too. Like, okay, is a team going to ask the Falcons to kind of pick up $5 million of that base salary?
Yeah.
If that's the case, that's another conversation entirely, because you have to now start thinking about, okay, do the Falcons have the means to do that? So there's a lot of moving parts of this.
Torrey McElhaney joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for your insight on the Falcons. I know there's probably a lot of buzz about it in a quick 24-hour period, but I'm glad you're able to come on to help us out with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one.
You got it, Torrey. Again, appreciate it. From The Athletic, covering the Falcons. On our Progressive guest line, quote, buy and save on home insurance. Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.